Mr. Bean's Holiday, based on the original character by Rowan Atkinson and Richard Curtis, based on the motion screenplay by Hamish McColl and Robin Driscoll, adapted by Paul Shipton as part of the Scholastic English Language Teaching Readers series, copyright Universal Studios 2007, character copyright Tiger Aspect Productions Limited 2007. Mr. Bean's Holiday. Chapter 1. First Prize. The London weather was terrible. Dark skies and rain. A lot of rain. Mr. Bean ran from his little car into the church. There were a lot of people there because the church needed money. Some people bought cakes or books. Some played games. Mr. Bean was there for the competition. The first prize was a holiday in France and a fantastic video camera. "And the prize goes to the person with this number," said the man at the front. Mr. Bean looked at his ticket. He wanted that prize. 919. Mr. Bean looked at his ticket again. He had number 616. He was not happy. No fun in the sun for Mr. Bean. He didn't need this stupid ticket now. There was a boy in front of him with a little train. Mr. Bean put the ticket on top of the train. "Does anyone have ticket number 919? Asked the man at the front. No one answered. Mr. Bean watched as the boy's train went around and around with his ticket. And then he saw it. His ticket wasn't number 616. It was number 919. "Anyone?" asked the man for the last time. Mr. Bean was fast. He had the ticket back in his hand.
"I'm going to go to France," he thought. "I'm going to go to the beach in Cannes."
Mr. Bean was on the train to Paris. This was exciting. It was his first time in France. He went to the bar. "Do you want a coffee?" the woman asked in French. Mr. Bean was ready. He knew the French word for yes.
"Oui,"
he said. "Sugar?" asked the woman. Mr. Bean smiled. He knew the French for no, too.
"Non."
"You speak good French," said the woman in French. Mr. Bean was happy.
"I am going to have a fantastic holiday," he thought. "Gracias," he said to the woman and walked away.
The woman looked at him. "Why is he speaking in Spanish?" she thought.